Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Did you see the Justin Ishbia news?
Mm-hmm.
That he's buying the majority shares of the Chicago White Sox.
Not yet. He's not buying majority shares yet. That would put him as the owner of the White Sox.
So what's he doing?
He is a limited partner for the next 2 years, but he has the option
to buy
from Reinsdorf.
Okay, yes. Well, you know where that last name comes from. Matt Ishbia. Well, I mean, they're brothers, right? So I don't, you know. Matt didn't birth
Justin. I'm going to guess all the Ishbias are related somehow.
Name that Ishbia. Justin Ishbia, the brother of Matt Ishbia, who owns the Phoenix Suns. Who hates Dan Gilbert.
They have quite a rivalry.
We've played the audio on the air before. It was rough for Matt Ishbia. I know that David Blitzer is in line to buy the Guardians. I think that Dan Gilbert needs to do what he can to buy the Cleveland Guardians. It's my theory. I'm putting it out there right now. You can disagree or whatever.
By the way, your theory. I mean, people have been clamoring for this for years.
Well, right,
because
this is a reason to do it.
Yeah, right. He's got endless money in that sport. Can you imagine what the Guardians would look like if every hot stove, well, every offseason,
we spent the beginning of this
meetings.
Week talking about how do the Guardians have a real rivalry with anyone? You do this right here.
It's true. But I'm
going to the South Side every chance I get.
I've never taken it seriously until now. And let me tell you why. Because Justin Ishbia is buying into the White Sox. There's a fierce rivalry between the families. I think that once he eventually takes over, yeah, he might make the White Sox like the Dodgers. That's a big market. He might make like the Cubs should be and probably will be again, like the Mets, like the Yankees. And if that's that way, then I don't want to deal with that. I mean, the one thing about Jerry Reinsdorf, yeah, they've invested in that ball club before, and it's been a terrible investment. Everybody else kind of has to play it a little tighter. The Tigers are able to make a little bit of an investment there, but they got to be a little tighter. We just had David Sampson on about the Royals. You know what the Twins situation is because I keep bringing it up, so I won't let you forget it. It is a frugal division, and I don't want it to change, but if there's going to turn into an arms race there, hey, you know what? Dan Gilbert's kept the same general manager now, or it's the same team president, general manager situation now for the last how many years? 6 years? 7 years? Somewhere in there? Okay.
That Kobe's been in charge?
Kobe's been in charge. You've made changes as the head coach of the NBA. You always make changes in NBA head coaches. I'm not worried about. I think Dan Gilbert would do what's necessary to go out and get players to try to win the World Series, to break the streak, but also, and this is the most important, leave good people in charge.
Yeah, so one thing that's really hard to know what any of these owners are going to do once they get into baseball. I know the assumption has been forever that, you know, the new ownership group, whatever, it's going to finally materialize and, you know, get total control of the ball club. Like, what kind of spending are they going to do? With Dan Gilbert, we kind of know, like, he's going to spend. He is going to spend, at least that's what he's done. That's what he's done in the NBA. And, you know, the only thing holding him back is the apron. Right? The actual logistics of the league.
I thought this entire time, like when people complain about the Dolans, and I say, man, David Blitzer might make a splash when he officially takes over the club, but I think he's going to run it like a business, like everybody else would, and I think it's going to be basically, you hope that it's almost ran in the same way so they don't run guys out of the front office. And people get bothered by that. Dan Gilbert's a change. He's a totally different animal, and I would totally have to take that back if he were to end up buying the majority of the Cleveland Guardians.
Isn't it crazy that Cleveland, of all places, has two owners that spend as much as you ever could want? There's literally
in the cap sports.
There's literally no limit on what they would spend. It just so happens that they're in the wrong sports to do it. Like
we're in a second apron city here.
Yeah, I mean you wish it was backwards. You wish it was in baseball that you had the owner to be able to do that.
When this came up, it reminded me. Remember, Mark Cuban tried to buy the Cubs, and there were a couple reasons that he didn't buy it. I looked it back up, but part of it was because he owned the Mavericks. At the time, the other ownership groups in Major League Baseball were like, well, we think it's going to split your interest and where we want you to be fully focused on the Cubs.
I don't think that's a real concern anymore. I mean, there's families that own multiple teams and multiple sports now. Josh Harris, David Blitzer is involved in like four different teams across the world. I don't think that
extensive
matters
portfolio.
At all. Yes, and the first time it was like really brought up on the air here about Dan Gilbert, it's like, well, he still is part owner of the casino. That's been divested.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just pointing it out. It'd be a hell of an opportunity for the man. You are already really well-liked in Cleveland. You want to be beloved? Spend the money to end this streak of 76 years? 78 years?
Well, and then what's that do with the Tigers rivalry, too, because of the Detroit connection? And
it's all good.
Let's do it.
It's all perfect.
It's time to do it.
Ryan at Columbia Station. All right, back to Aaron Rodgers. I think it's going to be a disaster. Lyman's just middle of the road. He's saying it's 9-7 or 9-8 this year for the Steelers.
Typical Steelers.
All right, what do you think, Ryan?
Morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
I think Aaron Rodgers still has some left in the tank. Do I think this is going to be a huge success for Pittsburgh? No. I think he's a really gifted, naturally just talented guy. Definitely one of the top quarterbacks in the last couple decades. I think he's got a little bit left in the tank. I don't think the reason the Jets didn't win a lot of games was because of just Aaron Rodgers. I think they had way more issues going on. Am I sweating it as a Cleveland fan? No, not at all. I'm not sweating it. I'm not scared of Pittsburgh because of Aaron Rodgers. I really don't even like the guy. I think he's kind of a tool, but...
Is it, Ryan? I think part of it, I don't know if you feel the same way as me, so let me know, but part of it is the Browns are just, because we're projected to be at the bottom of the NFL, like I'm not as into the where are we in relation to the Steelers as I would be if we were supposed to have a good team. Like we have so many other teams. Like somebody tweeted us, they're like, I'm scared of 31 other teams. Like what about the Steelers? Like they're just one of a bunch of other teams that are better than us.
Don't sit there and act like you don't care about how good the Steelers are because they're closest geographically in the whole rivalry. You can't say anything like that. Whoever said that to you, go ahead, Ryan.
No, I think we got our own problems, and I don't think anybody's projecting us to be anything special. You know, if we win games, great. I don't think, again, Cleveland's got their own issues we got to overcome.
Ryan, thank you very much for the call. The thing I know it's always like we're peeking into somebody else's backyard, and I know you've been very critical of the station in general about how much we talk about the Steelers. Well, this is the biggest story in the NFL.
Sure.
Second biggest story is Shedeur Sanders in the NFL right now, but here we are. So Aaron Rodgers signed.
Oh, yeah, did we lose the status of biggest story of the summer with Shedeur Sanders? Is that gone now because of Aaron Rodgers?
I don't think we lost anything. I think
because our guy's getting the fourth. He's fourth in line for getting the reps while they just got Aaron Rodgers.
I think Aaron Rodgers took his rightful place. Like he kind of went away and now he's going to be coming back. It's like, all right, Aaron Rodgers is the guy who's the Hall of Famer. He is I don't know where he is on the legendary status, but he's in there somewhere. He's not in the best ever conversation, but he's a legend.
People tried to force him in there a few years ago.
In the best ever.
Well,
MVPs.
But
like how you not taking John Elway? Like I always laugh in these conversations. We're always quick to, you know, put the guys that are currently playing, and I'm like, how is Elway not ahead of all these guys?
Well, all right, the best the of the rest. I didn't here we go. To hear. Here you go. Power rank them.
Number one, Tom Brady. Number two, Joe Montana. And number three, John Elway. I can't speak for the guys that were thrown before I was alive.
You gotta put Brady and Montana as one, too.
Tom Brady, Joe Montana, Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I tried to think if Mahomes was hit by a bus
already
today.
Let's not talk about that.
Where? That's not, no, what a hypothetical for nice sports talk conversation.
Pretty dark.
If there was one okay Patrick Mahomes this way, and there was a trolley, and yeah, there were five.
If he just gave it up, gave up the sport, his run has been remarkable. I'm just thinking achievement wise. What is he up to? Super Bowls?
He's got three wins.
He's got three Super Bowl wins. Now Elway has two, but Elway also has those three other
he's
Super
got
Bowl
five appearances though. Yeah, too. And he's never not been to the AFC Championship game as a starting quarterback.
Either way, Aaron Rodgers,
pretty amazing.
Aaron Rodgers has been a great player. I know we have our own problems that we have to deal with, but you can't act like it. What their situation is, I think that they are in a team that's at a crossroads. I think the Browns, I think they force themselves at a crossroads. I think that we look at what the reality of them are and say, well, you're probably in a build mode. Like Andrew Berry kind of admitted it so much with Ryan Wilson of his podcast with the first pick. I'll play that coming up at 7:22. But I think with Aaron Rodgers and with Pittsburgh, it just reeks of the Jets and everything they did with the Jets. And if he wasn't, and if I didn't believe he was all in with the Jets, after the ankle injury or after the Achilles injury, I think it just became very personal and he forgot what it was like to be a teammate. I mean, this was a guy who was drinking at basketball games with David Bakhtiari. This was a guy who was buying ATVs for his offensive line. He was putting his offensive line in State Farm commercials. Like, this was the teammate. And I think the walls closed in on him and he forgot that. If he's able to do all that again, if he's the great swordsman of the Pittsburgh Steelers, then yeah, I think that we have a problem. But if he's just still Aaron Rodgers, where it's, hey, you know what, I'm going to go to Egypt, and if you guys have a problem with it, then it's your fault. I think that more of the same is going to happen. I just think that as of right now, our plans are both the same. We're both thinking big picture with quarterback for the future. And if they have a disastrous season, it could get right in our way. I want what's best for Shador Sanders, everybody. I want him to be great. I want to stop looking for quarterbacks.
That'd be nice.
And yes, I say this knowing that I really don't. I got to just come out and admit this. I'm willing to give Dylan Gabriel a chance, but I really don't think he's going to be great. I think that there's something there with Shador Sanders. He goes from first round to fifth round. There's got to be some talent in there somewhere. It's got to be in there somewhere, but I don't think week one is the right place to harness it. If you still wanted to put Dylan Gabriel up there for the chance to be week one starter, fine, you go right on ahead. It doesn't matter as much to me as Shador Sanders, but I think that from what I just said, boy, I thought I actually said the word
which
there.
Which that was from the podcast, the yes, emerging podcast scene, where it gets a little more colorful. You'll say the shortened version of the curse word than just saying bleeping.
Yes.
So you want to hear almost unfiltered Ken Garman.
Every now and then I do it. Well, every now and then there's another person who accidentally says a word and we got to dump them. I want what's best for Shador Sanders. I've seen all the videos. I know that we had the hype going on yesterday with the Zapruder film, a Mary Kay Cabot's video, that whole thing. I'm excited by him. You got four quarterbacks here. Take him off the possibilities to be a week one starter. Don't take him off the roster. Don't take him off the roster. But he's got to be otherworldly to be the week one starter for me. And I went into depth on the pod, and I'm going to go into depth here. Before you guys get mad at me and cuss me out, 216-474-0092. We'll have the Barry audio coming up here in a bit. But just hear me out on this. He went from first round. He believed he was going first round. No matter what anybody says, he thought he was going like early. He wanted to go. His own father said his goal was to go before Deion was taken. Deion was taken fifth. He wanted to go in the top four. He ended up going in the fifth round. He goes to the fifth round. He's got to deal with this entire spring, this entire summer. If he goes out there and he plays week one against the Bengals and the Bengals rip him up, I think you spike his career and spike his confidence before it has a chance to really get off the ground. Because now the doubt's really there. He seems to be a very confident young man. But you can't tell me that the demons of doubt creeping in didn't happen during the draft process. Where now he goes from first round to fifth round. Now he's just a media hype train. There's not actually good. This guy isn't actually good. This guy's selfish. All these other things that they say. And I go from this to what he could be, I think that I'm taking him out of the running for week one starter. Based on all that stuff, he's got to be unbelievably good, undeniably
well,
good.
If he was starting week one, I'd be thrilled because that means he's special. And they think he is special.
What?
Because
Browns think he's special, yeah, trust the Browns all of a sudden.
Well, think about it. They've committed to all these other guys more than they've committed to him. So for him to leapfrog all of those guys, that would be incredible. That means that, you know, he has surged ahead of Kenny Pickett, a guy they traded a draft pick for. That means they surged ahead of Joe Flacco, the guy that they wanted to take off the streets to help usher in, you know, this season. That means that he's ahead of the guy that drafted two rounds ahead of him. So that to me would mean undeniable talent. They're looking at him every day going, holy cow, every minute we don't have this guy as our signal caller under center, we are screwing ourselves.
You're the guy who doesn't trust him. You trust him less than I do. The front office, the talent evaluation.
Yeah, but you agree there are guys that are undeniable, right?
Yeah, there are guys that are undeniable. But
it's one of those things where if the players are coming off the field every day of practice going, holy cow, rallying around that guy who's fourth on the depth chart right now, like that would be undeniable. Like if I heard it from every which direction, you already heard like Kimberly Martin said, I'm hearing from people in Cleveland. All right, that's one. But if we start
LeSean McCoy, that's two.
Did he say he was hearing something?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, so that means that if it starts to be in droves and everybody kind of has the same message, now we're talking. I'm not going to do anything to put a stop sign for that type of excitement.
I am. I want this thing to percolate with him. I want him to make sure that he is ready to go. And if he ended up starting, I would be wondering, why the hell did you fast-track this guy? I will not be excited if they were to announce him as a week one starter. I'll be excited after the fact if he goes out and throws three touchdowns and they win and I look like an idiot. I would love to look like an idiot. But I would be very concerned for him, and I would think it's almost a disastrous move if they were to make him the week one starter. He's a fifth round guy, which I know I want to try to remove.
Yeah,
the
wait,
labels.
You got
to
pick. Hold on, you got to tell me once and for all: is he a first round guy or a fifth round guy? Because you said
he's taking to the fifth round. He's taking to the fifth round, but he thought he was a first round talent.
Ken, come back me up here, Owen. Has Ken Carman not said that we got to stop using that label?
All of a sudden, you
went back to the fifth round,
and that's the beautiful thing about it. But you decided you all of a sudden trust Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barrett evaluate quarterbacks to fit your argument. So don't tell me about fit arguments, slippery wizard.
I don't trust these guys. I already told you that.
So why would you feel good if they made him the week one starter?
I told you, if he leapfrogs, Joe Flacco was on this team when they went to the playoffs the other year. If he leapfrogs the guys that they gave up assets for that they took ahead of him, then it becomes like, all right, this guy's undeniable. Why would you put a stop sign
up
for that?
Said
why
you
would
don't
you?
Trust them.
I don't. But that's going to be
so
the same.
So you shouldn't feel good.
But I'm telling you that he's fourth in line, and they're supposed to be a bad football team. Like, I'm not expecting any of this. I'm telling you in this hypothetical, if he's leapfrogging three other guys, not one, not two, but three other guys, then yeah, that's gonna draw some excitement from me. Should I not get excited about that? Ken Carman is telling me I shouldn't be excited about that?
Yes!
Okay, thank you.
Who is evaluating and you don't trust the people? So how many people
he's signing off on my potential excitement, finally.
He is he's not leapfrogging Jalen Hurts and whoever's with the Philadelphia Eagles. He's leapfrogging quarterbacks with the Browns. That's who he's leapfrogging. No, you just said
you wouldn't be excited.
I'd certainly be curious, and
Ken Carman would not be. You're lying. You're just flat out lying to the people of Cleveland.
No, I'm not.
That Ken Carman is saying, if we find out week one, who they play in week one, they go into week one, Cincinnati, and he is number one on the depth chart. QB1, Shedeur Sanders, with all the hype, 60 minutes will be back in town. Ken Carman's going to say, I'm really mad. This is a mistake. What a disaster.
Children,
no, you wouldn't. This is the biggest lie he's ever told. Next to the fact that he would turn down three times the salary going to Milwaukee. This is the biggest lie I've ever heard Ken Carman say. And I've heard a lot of them.
Bring up the stupidest decision I've ever seen. And I was texted by a former NFLer who said, quote, what a bleeping idiot. That, because of the money thing that you just said, I'm sorry. Because I can't believe what I read yesterday. He's a teller of tall tales. I don't believe him whatsoever. There's got to be something in the back. Okay. Going back to what you said. On my dog that won't come out from underneath the bed. On my children. On my wife. On my own life. If they were to name Shedeur Sanders week one starter, I will be on this air and I will fart on it. I will tell you that I believe that this is a mistake. I will tell you that I believe that I wouldn't put him out there. I believe that this is reckless. And I will tell you that I fear that they have spiked his career before it even gets a chance.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The start. That's what I will say. Record it. Joey's in the back. He'll record it. I want him to have a chance to succeed. And it's too much too soon. He seems like a good young kid. I hate the crap that people are laying on him. I want what's best for Shedeur Sanders. And starting him week one at home against the Cincinnati Bengals is reckless.
It's a reckless thing to do. So, of course, in my scenario, Shedeur Sanders looks amazing in the preseason games. And the Eagles are coming off the practice field in their dual practice, right? They're coming off the practice field saying, that dude's got it. And Ken's going to say, Wet blanket alert.
Whatever you do, he can't start. What's best for him.
Like, would you have done that with Jaden Daniels last year in Washington? Of course you wouldn't.
That's so silly.
You said you thought he should go number two overall.
He was number two overall.
You said Shedeur should go number two. But now today, for the sake of this argument, he's a fifth round pick.
And
he's Brock Purdy all of a sudden.
Because they're supposed to be the
ones.
Get
a handle over your arguments.
They're supposed to be the ones that know better than me. He went number two overall. There's proof there with Jaden Daniels. This guy fell to the fifth round. And they took a guy before him that doesn't have any of the intangibles that a lot of people think would be an NFL quarterback. So, yeah, if they took a guy who people were going, what?
I just don't believe anything
at
I'm hearing right
tonight,
now.
You're trying to convince me that the Friday before game one,
oh my God,
they go, Shedeur is the starting quarterback this week, and you're going to go, guys, I just don't know how
this
we get up for this
biggest
game.
Biggest mistake in Browns history. Andrew Berry should be fired. This is negligence.
No, I don't call for people being fired. We've been through that a million times.
I'm going to hit the music and you're going to go, the music will be playing. You'll go, oh, and turn that off. I don't want to hear this right now.
No, I'll always want to hear Michael Stanley.
I'm concerned for Shedeur Sanders' safety, health, and future.
Somebody's got to be the responsible adult. Making him the week one starter after all this happening would be the equivalent of me giving Axel the keys to drive
you
me home drunk.
You don't think a coaching
that
staff
is, that is
and
that
a front
reckless.
Office who are on the hottest of hot seats.
That sounds desperate. So they should do it because they're desperate. They're going to lose their jobs.
No, they're doing.
Then they shouldn't have signed Deshaun Watson.
Whoever they start week one is the guy that they think is going to give them the best chance to keep their career going in Cleveland.
Especially because there's
if
no.
If they think that guy is Shedeur Sanders. I am 100% behind them.
Especially because, Owen, there's legitimately no rush.
You're supposed
there's
to
no
be.
Rush to
you
start
are now
him.
Against, I don't. You are now against Kevin Stefanski.
I can't believe you as a father of six children. I was at the graduation party
and nice
two
party.
Of them on Sunday. It was a lovely
very
affair.
Nice party.
You and your wife should be very proud of what
good
you provided
treats.
There.
I,
it
very nice
was
treats.
Weird. You kept. I saw you in front of the house before the party, though, Ken. You were going, congratulations on the day of your daughter's graduation.
He was rehearsing.
Yeah, I was. I couldn't say she was a masculine child because I already know. But anyway, I'm saying I know that they're daughters. That might have sounded weird. Anyway.
Let's get back to the
You Browns. Are a responsible father of six.
Yes. Hell
how
yeah,
on earth, as the responsible adult in this room, how on earth can you say that you side with this? That's crazy. That's crazy. And yeah, I know I'm an excitable boy, and I've said a lot of reckless things in my life. This is me trying to be responsible and clear-headed. To put the guy who fell, I ain't gonna say the magic word or I'll freak out again, to put a guy who fell that far and to have him leapfrog three guys in some QB gauntlet to week one tells me that you're desperate as a franchise, and that is clear insanity, and I cannot back that up. Now, I would hope for his own good, my own good, Browns fans' own good, because, again, I cannot state this enough to be clear. I am a Shedeur Sanders fan.
But
that
you just
true.
Don't want to see him on the football field.
I just don't really want to watch him play football.
Are you Ken Carmen, the guy, a responsible sports talk show host in this city who is supposed to be the voice of the fans, going to go, I know that they said that he's the starter. I just don't trust it. I don't like it. It is not good for the young man's future.
Sometimes I have to tell everybody what they need to hear instead of what they want to hear. And what they need to hear is that this is a fine young man who should not be in the running to start week one. You want to go ahead and throw your third round guy out there? Be my guest. I don't know.
Bull,
if you want to put,
bull.
If
do
you want
not
to put,
do that.
If you want
do
to put
not
King
do that,
Gloves out
yeah,
there.
Let's put Dylan Gabriel. I feel much better with
probably,
Dylan Gabriel out there.
No,
than
I don't.
Shedeur
no, I don't.
Sanders.
Like, why would we even,
what
you just said? Why would we even watch?
Feel good about.
Why would we even watch the opener? Shedeur was clearly better, but we're sitting him for Dylan Gabriel.
I don't even know that you could see him on the football
because
field,
Kim. I think
that
he's too far if you're in the 500 section.
Let me say this. I will sit with the 537 boys and tell them to keep it down
better
before
the
game.
Better have the best binoculars. You better have NASA's binoculars for that one.
They can see the game just fine in the 537.
But can they see Dylan Gabriel?
10 of the 11 starters, of course.
Harold Fannin I can see easily.
Yeah. I believe
He's
that there is
jumping
more.
Over everyone.
Why is it always 2-on-1? I'm the one being reasonable here. I'm the one telling the truth and being responsible, not you. 216-474-0092. I'll get to you. The hell with this. For his own good, I think that Shedeur Sanders has more potential than Dylan Gabriel. You want to throw Dylan Gabriel out there? Fine. I wouldn't be comfortable with either of them. The one I'm most comfortable with is Joe Flacco. And everybody's saying that he's going to get traded before the season starts. Malone in Lakewood. Hello.
Ken.
Malone.
You're my guy. What are you doing?
What do you mean?
This is, if he can't win out this quarterback room against a 40-year-old man, kitten mittens, Kenny Pickett.
You'll be smitten.
And Dylan Gabriel, then he's nothing. Then he is nothing.
Week one.
If he can't outright win this quarterback competition, he is nothing.
Week
he's
one.
A rich kid. Why do I care about his feelings?
If he
doesn't, he's not a kid who's been struggling and his career is going to save his family.
Malone.
I don't care if he loses all of his legs out there.
Malone.
I'm trying to win football game.
Well, wait, no, you're looking at it from a totally wrong situation here. You just want to be entertained. That's what I'm hearing from you.
I want to win.
No,
I don't think
you sound like that. I think that you said you didn't care if he loses his legs. You didn't care. Well, you would care if he loses his legs because you might win on Sunday, but then you're not going to win the next week because he can't go out there with no legs. Lieutenant Dan never was able to throw a football after he lost his legs, okay? Second thing is, I don't know where Lieutenant Dan was taken. I don't know where he was taken.
Kuiper said he should have gone one overall.
Then he lost his mind, and he got in on Kissinger. It was a whole thing. Malone.
Yeah.
He's got more potential. It's not that he has to start week one. He could earn the job later on. He probably
How would he learn the job later on and not earn it at camp? If he's the best quarterback, if he's a round one talent who dropped to the fifth round, he should beat out that quarterback room
alone
every day of the week.
Look at the realistic situation. If they truly believed, there's no way he falls to Saturday. If any one of these teams truly believed, I do not care. Brian Daboll does not have that much of a sway with the rest of the league, and thank you, Malone, to say all these nasty things for him to fall to day
Malone's
three.
Malone's absolutely right, though. If he doesn't win this thing in training camp, when's he even going to have an opportunity to win it? It's not that it's given to him because everyone got hurt because everyone else sucked.
This is a Brown season.
No,
Charlie Whitehurst was on
after
a
week one
boat
is because
and ended up
the
playing
other
for us at one time.
Anything after week one is because the other quarterbacks were not good enough. Or they got hurt.
Yeah.
That's not him earning the job, Ken.
But eventually,
that's him being the last man standing because he didn't play any football yet.
So you trust them to say that he earned that job week one?
Yes.
You trust them? That's crazy.
Yes, they have to save their asses. If he comes through camp and is the best quarterback, he has earned it.
If he ends up playing the second half of the year and he ends up being gangbusters, he could save their job anyway.
He doesn't have the opportunity to earn it after week one.
They'll keep him throughout the entire year.
They don't give those guys reps.
216-474-0092. I asked Daryl about this, and I'll ask you guys about this.
So much can happen around the globe that we never hear of.
I really share in our fans' disappointment, frustration. Honestly, I'm embarrassed.
They've been through some tough battles, right? They know what the playoffs looks like. This team's been battle-tested in the playoffs.
He's a piece of crap. The kid, he sucks. He's sucked his whole career.
I got rumors about him. He couldn't please his wife, so now he's divorced.
Put a damn winning team on the field.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
We'll get to last night's game here in just a moment, but some tough news from the baseball world yesterday, specifically for your Cleveland Guardians. Former Cy Young winner Shane Bieber was scratched from his Friday rehab start scheduled today in AA Akron with soreness in his right elbow. Bieber will conduct his next steps with Dr. Keith Meister, which I saw as some potential concern over what may be a Bieber's future going to the surgeon as opposed to the team facilities first. I mean, is that cause for concern for the long term? Because we were expecting him to be back today. Three innings, 50 pitches, and now we're not even going to get that.
I'm very concerned.
This stinks. I told Ken the way that the news came down was not kind of an innocent thing. Like, had it have been, hey, he's not going to start for this game anymore, but hey, don't worry, it's nothing big, it's just a scheduling thing. The way that there seemed to be a hush from everybody involved with the Guardians yesterday, I didn't like that
at all.
They
were talking with the doctor, or were they talking with the surgeon?
Dr. Keith Meister, yes.
Yeah, they met with team doctors first.
Keith Meister.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation.
the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Allie's going to talk to the Keith Meister.
Yeah, I'm not. That is not good.
Making copies.
That is scary. I hope I'm just surgeries. Overreacting to this, but that is not good. I'm not interested in that whatsoever. It seems like a real big blow. And now I got to wonder about the rest of it because this just feels terrible.
Well, here's what happened. I allowed myself to get excited. I was hearing some people around the team start to talk about his rehab and how good he was looking, just kind of doing bullpen sessions. And it got me excited. I started to think, my God, what is this? Look at everything is starting to normalize with our starters. Like, what is our rotation going to look like when it matters come postseason? And I started penciling him in there, which obviously probably shouldn't do until we actually see him pitch.
Old Rustin Mitch face over there. He was going to the game.
Oh, that's right.
He still is going
this whole
to the game.
This whole thing, by the way, he was supposed to start Thursday. I had set up my plans for Thursday. Then he gets moved back to Friday. I'm like, okay, maybe it'll be a tight day. And now we get to this day. I buy the tickets. I set everything up. We're going to be sitting under the box so we won't get wet. And it's what are me and my dad going to talk about tonight?
You talk about a few things, and you can leave if you want. It's a minor league baseball game. You ain't got to stay the whole time.
If Bieber had, I was going to say, if Bieber had pitched longer than three innings, we might have stayed a little bit longer. The plans might change.
Wonderful topic that is not about last night related on this.
Absolutely.
Well,
what is your date thinking if you've moved it twice, revolving around Shane Bieber instead of revolving around your
She's a baseball fan. She's very aware of how good Bieber is.
Okay, because I was going to go, what were you going to say if Shane Bieber was there? You guys just going to talk about Shane Bieber the whole time?
I mean, he's a Cy Young Award pitcher. He's a handsome man. There's a lot of things to talk about with Bieber.
A new dad, right?
Yeah. Bieber, not...
I never went to any baseball games with a significant other expecting to stay the whole time. Moving on there, man.
Well, that was mine and my wife's first date at the Indians game.
Was it really?
We talked about Corey Kluber's whip the whole time.
Listen, I didn't go to a baseball game until after we were married.
Well, and look how it's going. She's not even at your house right now.
True.
Speaking of the Guardians last night, they lose their series finale in the Bronx yesterday, 4-0. Ha ha. Mitch loves it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I did not love the Guardians straining the bases in the seventh inning, which is the last stretch potentially four runs. Manager Steven Vogt not liking it either.
Very frustrating. Obviously, you know, we want to at least get one there, but you know, you feel like you get a little bit of a break on the throw to third there and get the bases loaded, one out. Obviously, Tim Hill's one of the best lefties relievers, and it's a tough matchup for Bo, and you know, but of course we'd like to get a run there. We just weren't able to.
I might be collecting some things for a fire, by the way.
John Kenzie is batting now 150, and I heard, you guys are going to get mad. Baseball guys are going to get mad. I heard Rick Manning talking about it on TV. Once Rick says it, you can't yell at me. That's a former ball player there. Why don't you just try one time to take your hands and put them up by your ear? Just hold the bat in a normal way and not keep it down there, because all you do is pop it up. All you do is undercut the ball and pop it up or strike out.
Spoken from a true baseball coach. Like, you've been telling these kids what to do.
It's not real.
Can I do a glass half full?
Let's hear it.
On the Guardians? Because we knew when we saw the pitching matchups.
Well, they're still 33 and 28. There's no reason to be down in the mouth on the Guardians.
No, but here's my bigger point is that you took on the big bad Yankees. Aaron Judge was batting almost 400 coming into this series. You only gave up in total 7 runs in 3 games to that team at their place where pop-ups are all 3-run home runs.
Especially, they gave up one in the first game that was a routine fly ball to right field.
I think even like Yankee fans would admit, like, yeah, the Guardians pitching is the real deal. Like, that's pretty damn, and you know, they didn't even know who was starting for us yesterday. To only give up 7 runs to that team, I know this is loser's lament and we lost, so we gotta find a silver lining. But I kind of saw the pitching matchups for the series. I'm like, we're probably gonna win one of these games. But 7 runs. I think you can build on that.
They did split the season series, and I don't think a lot of Yankees fans would have expected that going into the start of the 2025 season. We'll see where it goes from there, potentially in the playoffs. Speaking of playoffs, last night in the NBA Finals, Game 1, for the fourth consecutive series, the Indiana Pacers pull off the epic comeback, 111-110. Tyrese Haliburton hits the jumper with 0.3 seconds remaining. Haliburton talked about it in the postgame, and it doesn't sound like Haliburton at first, but he eventually comes around.
I don't know. I think we're just a really resilient group. We just do a great job of just sticking in and just, you know, settling into the game. And, you know, through the course of the game, it felt like it could get ugly. Who knows where this game is heading? I thought we did a great job of just walking them down. You know, when it gets to 15, you know, you can panic or you can talk about how do we get it to 10? How do we get it to 5? And from there, so.
I have said it before. The Pacers hate watch is off for me at this point. I've come to the fifth stage acceptance.
Are you rooting for the Pacers, Lima?
It's a great question because normally in Cleveland, when a team bounces us, gets the best of us, we hate them. We hate them with every fiber of our being. And that's just not the case with this Pacers. It's almost like our fans have blamed us for the loss. Not necessarily, even though they hit a game winner, they had crazy heroics. Right. Five games, what the fact that it was team? Five games. I can't remember a Cleveland team that a team that beat Cleveland where our fans are actually saying that, but I've seen a ton of that.
I think I blame the Cavs in so many more ways, but that tends to take away from credit for the Pacers, which they're never out of a game. People like comebacks. People like American stars. People like guys who are never give up guys. People like physical basketball. That's five things I named off the top of my head right there. But then there's a bunch of people saying they don't like the NBA. They don't want to watch this series.
No, I've accepted that Haliburton's a superstar. I've just been more frustrated with the fact that, and it goes back to my theory that I've been spouting.
Yes.
The Indiana is about to become the center of the basketball universe, especially if the Pacers win the title. And it's going to get, unfortunately, very annoying.
The Mitch Doctrine is out there as he visited the, what is that? What arena is that or fieldhouse is that?
Gamebridge Fieldhouse.
Yeah, he is terrified of that place.
I'm not terrified of the place.
That's all you talk about.
I was not expecting it to be so, like, deep into the ground, basically.
You acted like it was Thunderdome.
It was a sellout crowd for the Fever Sky opener. Yeah, it was a loud arena.
A lot of people want to see Caitlin Clark.
And a lot of people seemingly want to see the Pacers here when they come back for game three.
I don't know if anybody's sitting there going, oh, we can't play at Gamebridge Fieldhouse.
Well, here's what Thunder might be changing, games three and four. Finally, we had the news yesterday, Aaron Rodgers signing a one-year contract with the Pittsburgh Steelers, pending a physical. The 41-year-old Rodgers shaking up the AFC North. This is Tom Pelissero's report from yesterday, saying that it was inevitable.
This is something that the Steelers had been focused on for months. And as much as Aaron Rodgers mulled his options, including retirement, including potential other playing options, it had been apparent for a couple months that if he was going to play, it was going to be in Pittsburgh.
I still would have loved to have seen the reality of if he had just up and retired and what the Steelers would have had to do next.
Is it a house money season for the Pittsburgh Steelers fans? Because ooh. I wanted to tell them that, great, you've hinged your hopes and dreams to a guy who was contemplating retirement for most of this offseason there. I'm sure that's going to work out well for you. But I would think that a lot of Steelers fans would think this way. If they lose a bunch of games, Tomlin's probably going to be gone. They're going to get a high draft pick. It's a better quarterback class
in 2026.
So finally
get what probably a lot of their fans are clamoring for. Because it's gotten stale over there big time. They don't care about just making the playoffs. It does not matter to them. We throw parades if we make the playoffs. Just the two.
I got emotional
teams
on the radio.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
You and I cried on the radio.
We both did.
It was a great morning. I don't care. Which
blubbering idiots.
Is Pony listening to us right now? Because he just put out Twitter actions brought to you by Schaubin Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Good morning. It's a great day to come to your senses and realize Aaron Rodgers is no longer a good quarterback. It's a liberating feeling.
Well, that's very interesting because he is the quarterback. And to go in, like, what? Would he have rather had Mason Rudolph?
Brandon Carson calls Pony a moron. You know what? His mentions are not as nasty as they usually are.
I was going to ask, how many of the 115,000 people are with and for against Pony right now?
Steeler Dave says, what's liberating is knowing you're wrong about absolutely everything.
I saw their win total at 8.5.
Steve says, so he signs with Pittsburgh, and now all of a sudden you wake up and realize he sucks. That's a good line. Well done by that guy. Is that it?
That's it.
That's it for about last night.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.